Hey, Negative Positives people. This is Joe Pollock doing another podcast. It's been a while since I've done one, but I guess I have some stuff that I wanted to talk about that I thought was interesting, and hopefully you do too. But before I go into that, I just wanted to say I was thankful for the response that I got from the last one that I made. Very shortly thereafter, people reached out to me who were local in Asheville, North Carolina, or in the area, and I was invited to join the local camera club that does beers and cameras, and it's been really nice. It's been a nice little thing to have. You get older, you have a kid, you have a little baby, and your social life kind of dwindles. So, I'm really grateful for that. But anyway, this is kind of a gear review podcast, and it's not. When I first started taking photography, I kind of barreled through cameras at a rapid rate, just, I guess, trying to find what I wanted. Minolta X700, a Nikon F2, a Nikon FM2N, I got a Leica, I got a Kiev 60, medium format, and I traded in the X700 to get the F2, I traded the F2 to get the FM2N, and I always regretted that. I think that my late night YouTube viewing got me psyched out for the FM2N with its, you know, higher shutter speed, and I liked the fact that, like, the model that I got was built in 94, so I thought that was great. It was newer, probably less prone to failure, which it has treated me wonderfully. Everything's great. I still have it. The meter's perfect. But there was something about the F2 that I missed, and there was something about the F2 that just made me want to pick it up. It's heavy, it's bulky, it's loud, it's, you know, it's not a street photography camera. It's got a great sounding shutter. So a couple weeks ago I received an email that there was a local estate sale in about 45 minutes from where I live. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. It was in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And they had cameras. And so there was a one lot that had a Nikon. It said it was a Nikon F2A. It had the manual that went with the F2A. It also had an Olympus Xfinity Zoom 300. That kind of camcordery looking 80s thing. It had an Argus C4 and a light, like a General Electric light meter, which actually still works and is pretty accurate, and a couple of tripods. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna start bidding on this, and I threw in my max bid with my first bid. I thought, you know, if I can't get it for this, I don't want it. At the same time, I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted a Nikon F3. Let me do a search and see if there are any available in estate sale land. And so, searched that out, found one in Las Vegas, Nevada. Same thing, it was like the bidding hadn't really started yet, so I threw in a lower number as a max bid, and I got both of them, which I guess that's good. I'm happy. Got the F2 back, love it. Missed it. I mean, instantly, I held it. It felt good. My F2. I packed that thing up and traveled to Mexico with it. Traveled around Mexico with it. Took photos, New York City. It had been everywhere with me, and it's heavy. It's not a great camera for traveling, to be honest, but it did, and I missed it. And getting it back, instantly I picked it up. It felt right. It felt like an old shoe. It felt like a guitar. Like, yeah, I can pick up a Fender Telecaster and know that it feels like a Telecaster if I were blind. It just feels really good. And it kind of, it definitely inspired me to get out and take some more shots, you know, be a little bit more active with photography, which I, it's not that I haven't been, but I've got, you know, a wife and a very young child, and it's not as easy to get out there as it was a year ago, year and a half ago. But it just, yeah, it felt right. If I couldn't be happier. That's the story about that. If you're thinking about getting a Nikon F2, do it. Max shutter speed of 2000, ASA 6400. You can remove the viewfinder, which I love, because one of the things about my FM2N, it had a dusty viewfinder, and there's not a lot that I can do about that. And it wasn't super dusty, it was just a few specks, but my brain was always very aware of it. This, you know, you could break it down, clean it out. I'm gonna take it to get a CLA, but for my needs right now, it's great. On to the F3. So I win that listing as well, and I get the camera. I love it. It's a heavy camera. It's in really pretty good shape. It's got a couple of dents on the viewfinder. It came with a Nikkor 20mm f4 lens, which is probably the widest lens I've ever shot with. I haven't run a roll of film through it yet. I'm assuming that everything is on spec. It feels good. It sounds good. Still 2000 shutter speed. It's got an auto mode, which an aperture mode, which I'm sure I'm going to use when I start using it. It's got a data back, which I don't love. It came with a winder. And so looking at the camera when I got it, I kind of thought, well, it's got dents, it's got a winder, it's got a data back. I wonder if this was like a journalist, or, you know, a photojournalist, somebody who did sports maybe, I don't know, whatever. On the bottom of it, it had this, somebody had taped on it, this camera belongs to, I'm not going to say their name on the podcast, but this camera belongs to so-and-so, and gave me an address in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a couple of phone numbers, and so I instantly went to Google and looked it up and found his obituary, which I was kind of expecting because, you know, I mean, it's an estate sale. I feel like most estate sales are dead people, right? So I find his obituary, excuse me, and I read through that, which was cool, but there was one little part that I thought was great, which I'll put forth, and it said, he was an accomplished photographer who chronicled these adventures, being international. It said he and his wife traveled with their daughters across Europe, skied in the Swiss Alps, walked on the Great Wall of China, rode the railway across Europe, and saw everything there was to see during these travels. Took the kids to Hawaii and other places, always focusing on family and fun. So anyway, he was an accomplished photographer who chronicled these adventures and every other event with amazing photos, many of which are displayed throughout the office building named for him and Jan in downtown Las Vegas. That's pretty cool. That's, you know, how many times do we get a camera that we wonder what its history is? You know, where did it come from? What kind of things did it see? Was this Nikon F2, was it in Vietnam? Like, who owned it? What photos did it take? How well or poorly did somebody take care of this camera? Was it a tool? Was it a, did it just stay on the shelf? I mean, what's the back history? And it was just really nice to kind of go on and see, just read about the person whose camera this was. One of the things I'll say is, it's right now, it's 12:30 in the morning on September 4th. Tomorrow, the 5th, is my 39th birthday. Yesterday would have been this gentleman's 91st birthday. And so I had that in mind when I had that in mind from reading the obituary and thought, man, that's wild. You know, this camera probably hasn't been shot since he passed away in 2019. I want to be aware of that, and I want to take it out, and I want to, you know, embrace, you know, use it again, in kind of in memory of this gentleman. And I unfortunately did not, because my day was very full, and my wife's out of town, and so it was me and my daughter all day, and it just didn't happen. And I feel bad about that. But tomorrow, in honor of his birthday, I'm going to go out and do some shooting and try and bang out a roll or two, kind of in honor, in memory of this gentleman and his camera. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like that's a cool thing to do. Has it ever happened? Do other people do that? Do you, you know, have you ever gotten a camera and found out that it belonged to so-and-so with a really cool story? Like, you know, have you ever put a face behind the camera that you bought? Is, I guess, what I'm saying. It was a nice feeling. It was a really cool thing. So, yeah, I guess that's it. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. I hope you enjoyed that. If you live in the Las Vegas area and maybe you know this person, or you want to find out who it is, feel free to email me or reach out to me on Instagram. I believe my Instagram is Joe Pollock Photos, POLLOCK. And my email address is joe@joepollockphotography.com. Reach out, and I'll tell you that. But anyway, thanks for listening if you did. I appreciate it, and have a great one.
Thank you for listening to this listener takeover edition of the Negative Positives Podcast. If you would like to take over the Negative Positives Podcast and have your very own episode, it's very simple. Just talk about anything in your film photography journey and send that audio file to the email address negpositives@gmail.com. That is negpositives@gmail.com. You can also join our Facebook group, the Negative Positives Film Photo Podcast Facebook group. We have an Instagram account under the account name Negative Positives. If you submit photos to Instagram, think about using the hashtag Negative Positives. And you can support this program on Ko-fi. That is ko-fi.com/negativepositives. Everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. Gutter Man Cave Production!